Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk a little bit more about thought leadership and some of the tools and techniques that you can use to get your messages out there. And one of the tools that I use is this. It's a podcast. Now, podcasting is not for everybody, just like video is not for everybody, and maybe writing a blog isn't for everybody. But I find it to be an incredible tool in getting your messages out to the right audience. So there's a lot of things about podcasting that kind of scares some people away. Hopefully today I'll be able to break it down so it's not as scary. But there is some technical stuff necessary to do it. And if you want to be a thought leader, you really do have to go the extra mile to make sure that you're doing it in a way that's in line with what other thought leaders are doing. So let's start off with the benefits and the not so beneficial parts of it. The benefits of podcasting is that it's evergreen. And that means that when you record a podcast, as long as your website is up and it's feeding that feed to, say, iTunes or Stitcher or iHeartRadio, people can go back and find exactly what it is that you talked about. And if you do it right, it can be searchable. They can't search the audio, but they can search the posts and the topics that you're talking about. So I find it better than Facebook video because when people come on and do all these Facebook lives, yeah, it's in their stream, but a lot of times it's like Twitter. It's there and then it goes away. And people don't have an easy way to find the topics that you're talking about. The other benefit about doing a podcast is you can have that podcast sent off to rev.com and have it transcribed, which means that you can easily turn a podcast into a blog, which is exactly what I do every single week. Some people love to consume it by listening to it in their car, on the treadmill, whatever. Other people just want to read it. So that way I give people any opportunity they want to be able to consume that thought leader information. Now, what are some of the negatives? Well, the biggest negative is the amount of podcasts that are out there. There's over 250,000 live streams going on in audio at any given time. Some of them are podcasts, some of them are radio stations, some are TV shows converted to podcasts, but there's a ton of information out there. The other hard thing about it is getting an audience to actually pay attention to it, which means that you've got to promote it. It's not a build it and they will come. You've got to actually have an audience and let your audience know that podcast information is there. The third one is consistency. This is episode 330. I've been doing this for over 3 years. And it's hard to do it every single week, to come up with new information, to come up with new concepts, and to consistently be unique every single time and not regurgitate the same information. So next, I want to talk about the steps necessary to a successful podcast. Now, you can do a podcast real easy. You can do it for free. You can use something called Blog Talk Radio. And last I checked, it's free. Now, part of the problem with it is all of the benefit goes to Blog Talk Radio, which means you can share a link to it, but they're getting all the Google juice, they're getting all of the traffic, and sometimes people can go down a different rabbit hole. Having your own podcast on your own website is by far the best way to do it. So it starts with that. Number one, if you're going to do a podcast, I strongly suggest that you create a separate website specifically for the podcast. So that means getting a URL like I did, baconpodcast.com, and then actually creating a website to go along with that. So the first thing is get the domain name. Second thing is get the web hosting and set up a WordPress website. Now, each one of these different podcasts are the same as if it was a blog. It's used like a blog, but the feed is then sent to iTunes or whatever, Google Play. And so the feed, instead of just being a blog feed, is now a podcast feed. In order to make that work the correct way, you're going to need a plugin. I recommend Blueberry. It's Blubrry. Now, Blueberry has two main components to it. The first one is the software that actually delivers the podcast to iTunes and sets it up so that you can have that RSS feed in compliance with what's necessary for it to be, quote unquote, a true podcast. The second piece of it is the statistics. So you can actually get how many downloads are happening, how long people are spending on it, which episodes they're listening to, which countries they're coming from. And if you guys have listened to the show at any given time, you know I'm a analytics numbers junkie. So it's super, super important to know, you know, are you reaching enough people? Are you reaching the right people? Another piece of the puzzle is that Blueberry will actually host the audio files for you. So that means a separate account. I pay a whopping $20 a month. I don't know if the numbers have changed or not, but it's $20 a month and I can upload just about all the podcasts that I need. If you want to check out that complete package, go to brianloves.info/Blueberry, Blubrry. And you can check out how to actually integrate all of that stuff together. So that software is necessary. Now comes the next piece. You have to record and you have to edit. Now, I'm using a Mac with a USB microphone and a set of headphones. You can use a lav mic. You can do it on your iPad, your iPhone, whatever. But the key thing is you don't want to do it via the telephone. You want to do it via mic. Now, when I'm interviewing guests, I make sure that they're on a mic and a headset, and I use something like GoToMeeting, and you can use Zoom or Skype or whatever to record that interview. But make sure everybody's on a mic, because you can definitely tell the difference between a microphone and a headset versus a phone call, because phone calls are very low resolution. So you have to be able to record it, you have to be able to edit it. And if you want to edit it, the free, cheap way to do it is something called Audacity. It's Audicity. And you can get that software for free and allow you to take that audio and edit it down. Now, the next piece of the puzzle is you've got this recorded podcast, and maybe you have a bumper done on Fiverr or some other program. A bumper is the opening and the close. So you have the intro music, you have the outro music, and generally it helps to have somebody else record that narration so it's not 100% you. And now you take that and you've got to post it to the website. So you set it up with show notes. Now, some people get really detailed into their show notes, where they'll actually put in the entire interview, a whole bunch of links. I do things a little bit simpler. I just put in, you know, what the podcast is about, a link to if the person has a special offer. So that way it has just enough information for me to be able to make sure that people, if they're listening to it on my website, that they get additional information. But frankly, most people are listening to it on their iPhone or iPad or what have you, even in their car. The last piece is you have to promote it. It's no different than writing a blog. It's no different than having a book. It's up to you to get out there and promote this podcast so that more people listen to it. So doing a podcast is not necessarily for the faint of heart, but it's a great tool to get your information out to a large audience, to make it evergreen, and to give yourself a chance to become a thought leader in your industry. So I hope you found this useful and gave you some insight as to what a podcast is and how to do it. It's hard to do in 10 minutes, so if you want to learn more, go to baconcoach.com/BWM, where we discuss things like this on a weekly basis. It's part training, part mastermind. I think you'll love it.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.